13. Mind mapping for creativity. We've already talked about the creativity and free thinking that is encouraged when using visual maps. Mind mapping techniques are great for sparking and developing our creativity. They encourage us to explore new ideas that, under normal circumstances, we may brush under the carpet or ignore. Why is that? To put it simply, there is an important philosophy that we should adopt if we want mind mapping to work, and that's to have a non-judgmental approach, because every idea we have matters. Regardless of how wild or extravagant they are, they count, and we need to acknowledge them because these visual aids help us to open our minds, develop ourselves and others, as well as unleashing our creativity and innovation. Leadership with mind maps. An effective leader has strong communication skills and always listens to staff members. They are professional, yet open to innovation and new ideas. They encourage their staff and have a positive yet professional approach. They encourage forward thinking, and most of all, they make each and every staff member feel valued. Visuals are great tools for leaders. In this book already, we've already discussed how we can use mind maps to set goals and objectives. We can easily set goals and objectives for our team, and we can also help them set personal development goals. Take notes at lectures and seminars. If the team manager had been to a management meeting, they could explain relevant aspects of the meeting to staff members by using the notes they've taken, and they can present them in the form of a visual map. Brainstorm ideas. You can adopt brainstorming techniques at team meetings to help our colleagues solve problems, or you can grow our ideas on products, services, and working methods. Make decisions. Mind mapping the pros and cons of an idea can help us to make business decisions. It can also help our staff or team members understand why we made a certain business decision in the first place. Alter mindsets. We know that we can use maps to alter the mindsets of ourselves, and we can also use them to alter our team's mindset, too. We already know we can use all the mind map variations above to help us be an effective leader. Mind maps not only help us to make sense of our thoughts, they can also help us to display our thoughts in a way that others understand, too. If we are a leader and we oversee other staff members, mind mapping techniques can be invaluable. We can put them on display to remind staff expected behaviors, established rules, detail team goals for the week, plan meetings, and any positive quotes or affirmations for the week. If we complete appraisals, supervisions, or performance reviews, we can use visual maps to plan out future training and progression for our staff members. There's no doubt that an effective leader should lead by example. Mind maps are motivational tools that can inspire creativity and forward thinking. If you incorporate them when leading others, it can create an environment of openness, and your staff will improve their performance as they will feel valued, especially if they feel that their ideas and needs are considered. Work smart. Learning. Brain. Creative. Concentration. Imagination. 3 E's. Evaluation. Effective. Efficient. Assistance. Family. Books. School. Courses. Habits. Practice. Good. Values. How to promote idea generation, or free thinking, and innovation. Mind mapping is a great tool if we want to generate ideas, encourage free or forward thinking, and promote innovation. If you want to generate ideas and free thinking, you should use the brainstorming mind mapping techniques covered in Chapter 5, Brainstorming with Mind Maps. Brainstorms don't have to be individual. If you are facilitating a group, you could ask people to work in pairs or small groups, And then, when you've all completed the activity, you could collect all ideas on one large board or flip chart sheet. Some will be the same, but others will be different, and this might spark the creativity of the rest of the group. To push ideas further, you should create your own probing questions based on the questioning techniques we discussed in the earlier chapters that start with who, what, when, where, why, and how. Remember, when mind mapping, especially when you're in a group, ensure you instill the notion that every idea and person in the group should be valued and respected, and everyone is expected to participate. Providing you promote the right atmosphere, success and creativeness will occur as you will generate the idea bouncing effect. This is when one person has an idea that prompts a further idea from another person. Ideas bounce from person to person, and as that idea grows, it strengthens. This can build confidence and motivation within a group setting, as each person agrees and clarifies the idea of the previous person. It's a validation process. Mind mapping for strategic thinking. Strategic thinking is a serious subject, right? If we are a leader or want to progress and develop in business, we need to be able to think strategically. Marketing plan, objectives, period, background, vision, buyers, description, needs, competition, reaction, performance, who, promotion, publicity, telemarketing, advertising, marketing. What do we mean by strategic thinking? The term strategic is closely linked to strategy. If we have a strategy, then basically we have a plan. Strategic is a term that we usually refer to in the world of business, and it's often something that higher management is involved in. The truth is, the word strategic sounds scarier than it is. To think strategically, you need to focus on a goal or objective, and then plan how you will achieve this. It's not exactly the same, as the strategic part is down to the clever planning we do in order to achieve the thing we are aiming for. For our plan to be strategic, it needs to be calculated and well thought out. In Chapter 8, we used mind maps to create SMART goals and objectives. If you can do this, you're on your way to strategic bliss. You're taking your goal or objective to the next level. Your goal or objective is the result you want to achieve, but you need a calculated plan to get there. And you need to really focus on your goal to make your strategy infallible. If something is strategic, it's planned in a way that is unlikely to fail, because it's planned so well, almost fail-safe. Of course, this is not a guarantee, but that's the general idea. Let's find out how we can take our goals or objectives to the next level. Your goal or objective is your central idea. You will then break down your goal into subcategory areas by questioning yourself. Really visualize the transformation you want to achieve here. Where are you, or where is the business now? And where should it be? Really reflect on the journey of this transformation. When completing your visual map, you need to think about the tactics you can use, the strengths and weaknesses, pros and cons. Think about the purpose, quality, and value, and visualize your end goal or objectives and how you will get there. Use the questions we discussed in earlier units: who, what, when, where, why, and how. Also, think about what problems you may encounter and how you will solve them. It's important to allow your free thinking and creativity to flow here, too. Some of the best ideas come to us out of the blue, when we're thinking creatively. Don't expect your first mind map to be perfect. Thinking strategically is quite complex, and we must train ourselves to think outside the box. We could further explore ideas from this too, by researching topics further, as we may need to make key business decisions based on this strategic planning. Once you've completed your mind map, you have the opportunity to study it and work out the methods that work best. You will be able to use your key ideas to write up your planning report that details how you can achieve your goal in an effective and efficient way. Think about how you can adopt this method.